This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. And that also allows you to chat with other listeners anytime you want. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. We have Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line with us. He called in at the end of the last hour. And, Gene, I don't know if we really got to the point of your call, so please go ahead.
Well, yeah, this is, again, relating to Adam, and if Adam invokes this, he might be able to get everything dropped, but if...
That's Adam Kokesh, whom we had on the first hour. He has recently declared his presidency, his run for the presidency of the Libertarian Party, and
that's right.
Was within minutes arrested. It was very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right. And
we'll see.
There's
still some time to find out exactly what happened.
And this is the case of Rodriguez versus United States. It was 2015, and it was decided 6-2 by the U.S. Supreme Court. So that's a pretty strong decision.
Yeah.
And it says that the police may not hold you during a traffic stop beyond the amount of time it takes to write you a ticket. So that's it. They don't have 1 minute. They don't have 2 minutes. They can't detain you beyond the time it takes you to write the ticket and get you a dog. Now, a lot of times it takes 20 minutes, half hour, or even an hour to get a dog, depending on where you are.
Now, if you choose to wait for that, expect terrible consequences.
Right. So you should
object.
You what to do here. But what it boils down to is recording what's going on, making sure the officer knows that you're not consenting to a search. If he's done with the ticket, you ask if you're free to leave. If he says no, you get all this on the video, because if they bring the dog out, you are going to jail. Mm. And when you get arrested, you need to keep your mouth shut, ask for an attorney, and the attorney then can use all of this video evidence that you hopefully have recorded to get your case thrown out. It's pretty cut and dried, according to this.
Good advice, although it's still not easy to go through all of those things. It can be quite harrowing.
Easier than jail.
Yeah, no doubt. It can still be quite harrowing, and just, you know, you got to be prepared for this. So getting a video camera or more than one. These days, the dash cams are more affordable than they've ever been. There's more competition.
There's lots of options
in the marketplace than there has ever been. I wouldn't say they're all great. There's probably some cheap crap out there. But
it's better than nothing.
But it is better than nothing. There's no doubt. I agree with you.
Advice to get the video, and everybody needs to get the video, but yep. People need to be aware that if the dog's coming, you're probably going to jail, so just steel yourself, get ready for that, keep your mouth shut, and rely on the video evidence and your attorney to get it thrown out. Don't start whining, crying, making a big show on the side of the road. That's going to get you in more trouble.
I love Kenny Souter, the YouTube guy who makes videos where all he says to the police is, "I don't answer questions," no matter what it is that they ask him. He always comes back with, "I don't answer questions." He hands over his license and registration or insurance or whatever it is that's legally required for him to hand over, keeps his window mostly rolled up, and just does not answer questions. I think it's, in my opinion, having seen many, many years worth of...
Wasn't this the ex-attorney that does this?
Or? No, I don't think he's a former attorney. He's just, he comes off as just kind of like a good old boy, you know, like a down-home kind of redneck guy.
Must be somebody different.
And he really is great with handling police encounters. I've never seen a more effective tactic, because it's not like they can say you were ignoring them. Because remember, there was also a Supreme Court case that said you have to now invoke your right to remain silent.
In order to remain silent, you must tell them.
Right, which is insane.
Actually,
you
can't use the remain silent anymore. If you watch that lawyer guy on YouTube that did the... right to remain silent 9 years ago, he's made a new video that says the Supreme Court has ruled that that can be an admission of guilt.
That's
the
what we're saying.
The only avenue you have now is asking for an attorney. Don't say anything else.
The Supreme Court case, you're correct in that the Supreme Court case ruled, as I recall, that a man who did not answer anything, who did not say anything at all to the police, could have been seen as an admission of guilt, which is an insane ruling.
It's an insane ruling. But those people should be all their heads lopped off on the White House lawn, as far as I'm concerned.
But basically what they said was it was only remaining silent that could be considered an admission of guilt, not if a person actually invoked their right to remain silent. So the Supreme Court's decision basically said that you have to invoke it, meaning you have to tell the police, I'm going to remain silent, in order to possibly utilize that in court later on, which is why Kenny Souter's plan is a good one, because he is constantly saying, he's still speaking to the police, so it's not, they know that he's hearing them, it's just that he's saying, I don't answer questions. That's all he says to them, and the results he gets are absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate your call here tonight. I mean, I've seen a lot of police encounters on video. I've been involved in them before, and there was one time when I thought, I know what I'm doing with, the police. I've got some experience. I'm just going to talk to them. And the more words that come out of your mouth, the closer you are to getting handcuffs put on you, no matter how experienced you are at interacting with the police. So the best bet is to just follow Kenny Souter's example and go look it up. Go look him up online and
take
watch the video.
I had to go and testify at his sentencing hearing in order to keep his butt out of jail for 6 months, which is what the prosecution was asking for. So please don't do what Ian did.
Right.
Because that was simply hubris.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, although there's a strong argument they would have gotten me anyway, even if I had kept my mouth shut. But regardless, you should not speak to the police. It is a bad policy. Let's go.
The police don't speak to the police if there's some kind of accusation. I can assure you of that.
Let's go to Chris in Shelbyville, Indiana, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, two calls ago, the guy asked what Bitcoin is.
Yeah.
He's a longtime caller, but you never really, you gave a lot of information about Bitcoin, but where did it start? I mean, is it gold and silver? I mean, where did it start? Where does Bitcoin come from? I mean, how is it worth any money?
These are all good questions. There's at least a few good questions.
So
I'll give
you the history of Bitcoin real quick, but let me address value. Value is a very difficult proposition to give. So if you say, what gives Bitcoin its value, I have to first ask questions like, what gives gold its value? What gives real estate its value? What gives your car its value? In many cases, the answer is utility. So let me tell you about where Bitcoin came from. There's this pseudonymous person, Satoshi Nakamoto. Now, this is not a real person. We know that much because they said so. They, he or she or whomever, all group of them, said that it wasn't a real name, that it was a pseudonym. Satoshi Nakamoto creates on a cryptographic web forum back in 2009 after many shots have been taken at creating some kind of cryptocurrency. This is an idea from the 80s. Finally comes up with the blockchain technology, which makes it possible for Bitcoin to not be counterfeited or hacked. And that creation in 2009, it kind of got worked on and edited a little bit over the course of a year by some of these cryptographic people. These aren't government agents or anything like that. From the best we can tell, these people were very much, people that are interested in privacy and that kind of thing. So, they do this for about a year and a half. Then somebody buys a pizza for somebody else, two pizzas for somebody else.
2010? Was that when that happened?
It was in 2010 for 10,000 Bitcoin, giving it its first value. Then some trading goes on. This guy who has a Magic the Gathering, which is a card game like Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, you can't say that on the radio. Thank you for the call tonight. Not sure what that was about.
Yeah, hopefully
the board operator got that because our dump machine... It's been having trouble here.
Hopefully it did.
Yeah.
Hopefully his pants didn't catch fire or something like that.
Yeah.
And where was I? Okay, so there's value to Bitcoin. The pizzas have been bought. And then the Magic the Gathering guy, he goes ahead and makes a website, and people begin trading Bitcoin. These Bitcoins get taken at that point. This is Mt. Gox. Magic the Gathering online exchange.
Right.
Mt. Gox. And you know, Bitcoin keeps growing. Free Talk Live gets involved. We give it that initial push. Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, goes around investing in companies and passing out Bitcoin. And sooner or later, it gets legs and takes off. So all right. That's where it came from.
There's more on the way here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about gcntelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. The Discord is available to you as well. You can join our on-air chat room there, and we'll put you on the air from that at discord.lrn.fm. Dash is digital cash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you ought to get involved in Dash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world for pennies on the dollar anytime you want. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions, and anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you can find out why as we continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Paul on the line. Where are you at tonight, Paul? Are you in Arizona?
Yeah, I'm in Arizona tonight.
All right. You're on via Skype. Go ahead.
All right. Well, anyway, you were talking about Acapulco for a while now.
Yeah. Coming up in four weeks.
I decided to jump in, and I got tickets. I got hotel reservations at the the hotel that the event's going to be on. Can't remember the name of it now.
The Princess.
Princess. Princess, yeah. And it looks great. And so then I'm looking for, I even got my passport renewed.
Right on.
Then I'm looking at the internet, and I'm watching this advisory from the U.S. State Department that says, exercise, basically they've got four advisory levels. One is exercise normal precautions, exercise increased caution, reconsider travel, and do not travel. And they've got Guerrero State is do not travel due to crime. And they're saying that things have gotten worse, and even Acapulco is not safe. And
do we know when they got upgraded, just out of curiosity?
Well, this is dated January 10th, 2018.
Okay.
Now, I went back and said, okay, well, now, is this something recent, or is this something, because, I mean, this is the government we're talking about here, okay? So there may be other reasons why they're talking about this. But at the same time, I don't want to just blow this off completely because, so I went back and looked. And in 2015, they were talking about, there's crime there. In 2016, not a good idea to travel. But 2017, they were talking about increased crime. But it didn't reach the level of, don't go there. And the thing that concerns me is the fact that there's a 5-hour bus ride between Mexico City and Acapulco.
Mm-hmm.
I took
that same bus.
Right. I remember you telling your story, Mark, and it's one of the reasons why I felt like, okay, let me jump in this year, because you were pretty much describing things as, if you keep your wits about you and don't do anything really stupid, nobody's going to bother you.
And I did something pretty stupid while I was there. I walked around at midnight at a flea market that was still open. People are, gambling. There's chickens walking around, things like that. And here I am, whitest guy on earth, pulling a pull-behind suitcase behind me. And, nobody bothered me. I did, get robbed in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I got to say, I don't have a lot of experience in Mexico. The only time I've been was last year's Acapulco. It was, a great event, and we did get out of the hotel area, and we went kind of into the city on more than one occasion. Actually went and visited Angel Clark, who lives down there, and I just sent her a message on the Telegram app. I don't know if she's going to get it before the show's out tonight, but given the fact that she actually lives there in Acapulco, and she's not living in some gated community for, expats or whatever. She's living in Acapulco.
Yep.
Her
house.
Yeah, so we'll get, the scoop from her and see if she is in any way in agreement with the Department of State on this. I suspect this is sort of the same old government line that, ooh, it's dangerous in Mexico. It's so scary down there. And I've known people who've been down there. We've had callers who've, who've lived in Mexico or still do live in Mexico. And they almost always, to a T, will say that it's way blown out of proportion and that if there is any violence, it's usually drug violence within drug gangs.
Right.
It's very rare that it affects
gang on gang violence. And, I want to know what the statistics are of Americans being robbed or whatever, extorted when they go down to Mexico. That's what my interest is. I can tell you that I spoke with Danny Sessoms of the Crypto Show. Yep, and he was driving the Dash RV. He drove it from Guerrero to Miami.
Whoa, that's a long trip.
The only trouble he had was in Florida. From a police officer. He said, as long as you stay on the toll roads or whatever, everything's fine. But he's in Guerrero, living in an RV while he's
there right now.
Yeah. But he should have gone back. He's probably now in that state. And he and his wife are building an orphanage, working with orphanages there in Guerrero. And he's like, man, the states are violent. I got to get out of here and get back home. One guy from Texas said.
So home for him is Mexico now?
That's what he feels like.
Wow.
I think it would be extremely valuable for people who have, experience there and who live there and who can describe the actual situation that's in real time to let people know what the story is.
Maybe we could get Nathan on the air. We had Nathan Freeman on, who's one of the co-organizers of Anarchapulco. I know he's super busy, though, because I sent him an email this week.
Yeah, I can't get an email out of the guy.
He hasn't gotten back to us.
However, when you dangle an interview in front of people, sometimes they'll, pay attention.
Unless, of course, it was a crime gang that abducted him, and that's why he hasn't gotten back to us. But I suspect things are nowhere near as bad as the U.S. State Department is making it out to be. But that said, we will find out. As soon as I hear back from Angel Clark, whether or not she can get on the air with us, we'll definitely get an answer from her. Paul, I hope that you're going to... Go ahead.
Yeah, there's one other thing I wanted to mention. Since that there are so many of us going down there, I think it would be helpful to kind of because I'm concerned about our plane gets in after dark, and it's a 5-hour bus ride, and me and my partner have these visions of in the middle of the night somewhere this armed gang
getting
stops
waylaid.
The bus, and, I mean, how likely is this to happen?
Highly
this
unlikely.
Is, these are questions I want to know.
Highly unlikely. I mean, it's again the people who visit Mexico from the United States. They're appreciated in a lot of cases because they bring money down there, just like a lot
of... Well, that's what I would think, but, that may not stop some independent operator to try to get his.
It may not. I mean, go look around, see if you can find stories of that happening. I suspect they're few and far between.
Yeah, what I was told was by Danny Sessoms is if you stay on these main routes, the toll roads, that kind of thing. When I was on them, we drove from Acapulco in a car, a little beater, Danny Sessoms and I, in the middle of the night... Trying to find a gas station was crazy. Fill up. There was just no problem. This was 4 years ago now. So, your mileage may vary.
We'll see what we hear, and we'll let you know.
I think it would be good to have people tell their stories.
Agreed.
And have a clearinghouse for maybe getting together on this stuff.
I don't know where that would be, but I appreciate it. Of course, you're already on our Discord, so feel free to chat in there. And thanks, Paul, for the call tonight. We'll let you know what we hear. Again, I figure it's just straight-up fear-mongering from the U.S. state, just trying to make Mexico look bad. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Catcalls on the streets of France may soon be made illegal. Mark, you've got the story there.
Indeed I do, yes.
We're going to share that with you. Of course, you can bring up anything, live Saturday edition of the program. And I do want you to know about Blink Home Security. That's a wireless system, wireless cameras for your home or maybe a small office. I think it would work well for that as well. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can get yours there and get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one of those wired cameras in the fancy wired systems, which aren't really that great. You know, they're more expensive, but some of those things are some of the worst kind of English, Chinese, menus in their DVR systems. You've got to drill a bunch of holes, run wires inside walls. I mean, it's a pain in the butt to set up a wired security system. So go wireless with blinkprotect.com/FTL. It takes just moments to get set up. You pop the batteries, which are included, into the cameras, get them placed where you want them, and you link them all together via the hub that you use. The only one wire in the system is the power cable. You plug the hub into the wall. You get it all set up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a tablet or a smartphone, and it's super easy to do it. 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours as we go to your calls and thoughts. David is in New Mexico. He's on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Yeah, and what a long, how's it go? Long something road it's been. Being on hold. I had originally called in when Adam was on the telephone. Yeah. Adam used to live here. I don't know if you guys remember or not, before he moved to Washington.
Yeah, that's right. He used to host a show on Kiva, one of our radio affiliates there.
Yeah. I used to talk to him when he was on the radio. I had originally called because I was going to ask Adam about, I support his plan to end the federal government, and I was going to ask him, if you do that, the federal government is some small thread of protection, or at least a pretense of it, against my own state government. And if we were to get rid of the federal government, what would be my protection against our state government here is what I was going to ask.
I'd say other state governments allowing you to move there. So if you think one state government is particularly bad, the best bet would probably be to vote with your feet and get the F out.
Good idea. And in the case of many people, I mean, there's many people that actually would not be a realistic plan, where they would just be kind of stuck and subject to whatever tyranny is within their state. What would you envision as any possibility of anybody coming to the rescue of people, trapped within their state from the tyranny of that state? Do you envision any of that?
I think that really what I would expect to see is if you had smaller geographic areas, and Adam stressed localization, smaller geographic areas, let's say states, that had more political power, taking it away from these larger organizations like the federal government, the EU, the UN, these sort of overarching organizations, that you would probably find that some would do government better and some would do government worse, and there's no real way without taking your funding, without taking your body physically at this point, since governments are still attached to land masses. I don't exactly understand why, but they are. To without removing yourself, you're going to continue to be subject to their depredations.
Right, and I agree with the taking it smaller and more local. But if the federal government goes away and the state government continues to exist, and I mean, I'll just flat out say it, the state of New Mexico government, you are a tyrant. And so if I was here and stuck in the state of New Mexico, and the government of the state of New Mexico was being a tyrant to me, as they are, is there anybody out there who's going to come to my rescue?
No.
thank you.
Talk you to can't you count later. On the thank you. You can't count on the federal government to save you in any circumstances. If they will do it, it's only because it's politically expedient for them. So let's continue here. I did talk to Angel Clark. She's in the middle of using her audio system for some other purpose at the moment, but she has sent me messages back on Telegram to let me know that, again, she lives in Mexico. She lives in Acapulco, the very same place where, according to our previous caller, the U.S. State Department has issued a no-travel advisory due to supposed crime. She says, there's always crime, nothing I've noticed. It's the same as any city, really. There's been no increase in murders that I've seen. She says, I said to her, supposedly it's a U.S. State Department recommendation to not travel there, and she says, there always is, to be honest, she says. So that is the latest. She says, I've seen bad here, and this isn't bad. She says that it's tourist season right now, so there are people and hipsters everywhere in Acapulco. So she's saying, no big deal, nothing's unusual here, come on down.
Every time I've been there, I felt safe. That doesn't mean that I was. Plenty of people.
You're always
felt
safe right up until you're not.
Right, but people have felt safe that have gotten robbed all the time. I felt safe when I got robbed in Vegas.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Now, you're probably safe from getting catcalled on the streets, Mark. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, I suppose it has. Likely it was a bit of a joke. I've certainly been in some... I've gone by gay bars and been hollered at.
Yeah. So, hey!
Yeah, well, whatever.
I take it as a compliment.
I am a dashingly good-looking man. It's really no surprise that they can't keep their wits about them.
So what's going on over in France? Not exactly a bastion of freedom or anything like that, but what's the latest?
Well, I think that there's this sort of, the Me Too fervor, there's this rising third wave feminism thing, and the idea that street harassment needs to be stopped.
Harassment?
Well, that's the terminology that's being used.
All right.
So the French government is planning a crackdown on the country's macho culture by launching a working group that will study the best way to outlaw street harassment. The country's... listen to me, Ian.
Yeah.
The country's gender equality minister... I'm just going to go ahead and anglicize this as best I can. Marlene Schiappa has spoken of a gray area in French law between sexual harassment, which is already criminalized and defined as any sexual infringement carried out using violence, coercion, threats, or surprise.
Okay.
And innocent attempts at seduction. So there's a gray area between rape and seduction. And that gray area is apparently street harassment. It's street harassment there. Schiappa is setting up the cross-party working group along with the Interior and Justice Ministries. It will listen to expert views on the issue to inform a planned law that would define and punish street harassment so it is no longer tolerated in our society. It's not yet clear quite what the scope of such law would have. In a recent interview in France, Schiappa gave an example of insistent threatening behavior to illustrate her point. You are a woman in an underground train. I am a man. I follow you. You get off the train. I get off. You get on another train. I get on too. I ask you for your telephone number. I ask again. I ask a third time. You feel oppressed. That is street harassment.
It does sound annoying.
It sounds annoying, quite annoying.
No doubt about it.
So,
is it a crime? Should it be a crime?
I guess one of my first thoughts is do you remember when a few years ago the Supreme Court ruled on, and it might have been the Florida State Supreme Court, I'm not 100% sure, that basically bums can stand in the median with a sign that says, whatever, you know, why lie, it's for beer, or whatever it is, you know, need money, starving, you know.
There was a guy on the other day here in Keene, because there's one spot where they like to stand by the interstate or the state road, but it says, something about he wants a job, and I said, well, you know, if you really want a job, I didn't say this to him, but you know, if you really wanted a job, you should probably go out and look for one rather than standing on the side of the road.
Right. He has a job. His job is panhandling, and he likely makes, well, tax-free, it could probably be rounded up, I've heard numbers as high as $40,000 or $50,000 a year.
Now, at least here in the United States, we already have criminal harassment statutes that, as I understand it, I'm not a lawyer, is where somebody tells you, hey, leave me alone, after they bugged you once about the phone number and then bug you again or whatever. You say, leave me alone, don't talk to me. If they keep talking to you, that generally will be considered criminal harassment. So this kind of already exists, but more coming up.
Live from the Verticorn Studio, this is the Call to Freedom. It's the Crypto Hour, right to you, my
thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about catcalls, which isn't something that I don't think has come up too often on Free Talk Live over the years. But in France, they're talking about making it illegal to do a cat call, to, I don't know, whistle at a woman or a man, presumably, in the streets, to say something to them that they
feel.
Well,
it says it's trying to get rid of their macho culture, so I don't think it's
only
going to
be targeting men.
Yeah, let's be serious.
I see. And certainly it seems to be mostly men who do catcalling, but that said, there could be the reverse.
And I've had conversations online with women that claim that they should be able to walk down the street free from harassment. And look, I understand. I'd like the same thing. But you need to understand that this happens to men too. Not exactly the same way, though. When I go to a big city, I don't think I can't remember any time that I spent any time in a big city and haven't been harassed and bothered by people who want money from me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It happens to me over and over again. I wish they didn't ask me, but in a country that has freedom of speech, well,
they have the ability to ask. As I pointed out before, there are a lot of statutes, as I understand them, of criminal harassment, where if you tell somebody to stop talking to you and they continue, then they've been warned that you don't want their approach, and there
sure
is a potential criminal charge.
And the difficulty
involved
in this is, how do you make it stop anyway?
Yeah.
If somebody's bothering you on the street, you know, following you a little bit or something like that, hasn't done anything to you, how are you going to get law enforcement involved? And what manner is this going to occur that wouldn't already be available to you?
Yeah, I personally think you are better off just walking away and, you know, leaving it alone. But how you would get law enforcement involved would be to call them and
sometimes that doesn't work. If you feel like you're in danger, probably the best thing to do is to, you know, find some kind of protective service, whether it's civilian or government.
Sure. And it could be as simple as walking into an open business and, you know, getting around other people or something like that.
That's always a good idea.
Where you're feeling a little bit more safe in that case. But usually when you need the police, they're not around. So, you know, calling them in isn't going to save you from an imminent attack or something like that.
This is one way that open carry would solve a lot of problems.
It might keep somebody away.
Yeah,
sure.
A lady with a 357 on her hip is probably not going to get as much harassment as one who's just walking around in regular tight pants without a thigh holster on.
Yeah.
Let's go on here. They're talking about this.
Before you go on, yeah. I'm just curious. On the topic of catcalls, when it comes to ladies, you know, experiencing this, is it... you know what? I forgot I was going to ask. Let's go to David in Indianapolis, though. He's on the line with us, listening to WIBC. Hello, David.
Brouhaha. Hello, hippies.
Hey, what's on your mind?
These morons in France that are pushing this law about catcalls, will that law also apply to the districts in Paris where the police don't even go because it's full of jihadists?
I suppose. I mean, I don't expect to.
That's fake news.
I looked into that before.
That's fake news.
You know, priorities, people. Priorities.
Yeah, the no-go zones are total fake news. But all that said, here's the question I was going to ask. Here's the question I was going to ask is, does this actually work? I mean, for all the catcalls you've seen, you know, in the movies or in real life happening, it's got to work sometimes, right?
I've watched it work.
Really?
Okay. I've been in the car with a guy who catcalled a gal, talked to her, and bedded her that evening.
Really?
So, yeah, there's a reason that people do this.
Because it works.
Because it works.
Amazing.
It's the reason it's called a gray area between flirting and sexual harassment or whatever, sexual assault, is because it is, in fact, a gray area. It works on some. It doesn't work
right.
on others. I suspect that you have, that we're talking about, self-esteem issues here. But look, I'm not the expert when it comes to this stuff. I don't recall ever having catcalled anyone.
Me neither. But if it happened to me, I would just I'd smile and wave or something.
I did
like
run
that.
Up to a girl one time and ask her for a telephone number and got it.
All
so,
right.
I really didn't have any, it was either going to happen or it wasn't. So I ran up.
What was the line? Do you remember what the guy, the line was that he used to get the woman to respond with
this
the catcall?
This would have been 20-something years ago.
So he was in a car and she was on the street. He wasn't trying to hire a prostitute, was he?
No, sort of. As I recall, he said, "Hey, baby, are you working?"
That's hiring a prostitute,
but
right?
But he didn't. She said no, but
okay.
I could be. And, you know, like, this is how the conversation went.
Were you on North Tamiami Trail at
the time? I was not.
Okay.
I was in Daytona.
David, anything else you want to share tonight?
Just don't vacation abroad.
Don't vacation abroad?
I wouldn't.
Why not?
I don't go
scared?
Anywhere where I can't take my gun anyway, so, you know.
That's a good point. That is a good point. I don't blame you for that.
As I understand, you can carry certain calibers in Mexico, but I don't know the specifics.
I wouldn't give legal advice
in that particular
case. Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. There certainly is no shortage of men with guns in the streets, at least in Acapulco, where we were.
But you're not traveling to California, New York, or Illinois either.
And they're not all cops. There's private security that's armed. So it's pretty clear that there are some people who aren't the police that are legally able to carry guns and openly carry them. Remember that taqueria that was across from the hotel last time.
Yeah, that Mossberg that guy was holding seemed like pretty much like an open carry thing.
Yeah, I mean, he was not, it wasn't strapped to his back. He was literally carrying a shotgun out in front of his taqueria, just standing there all night long.
Yep.
So, and again, that was a complete private security guard. He was obviously hired by the facility there, whoever it is that owns that little strip mall, hired him to stand out there and do that. And he kind of feeds some of the stray dogs every now and then and, you know, just hangs out outside. Probably get some tacos.
I imagine they don't have too much trouble with crime there. If a guy's standing out with the big old shotgun, keeping things safe.
So, yeah,
I'd like to recommend Dutch loading.
Okay. So back into is there more from the story about France possibly outlawing catcalls?
Yeah, this and I don't have the name right, but Chiappa, this is their gender equality minister, which amazes me. In a previous interview with NPR, she's also spoken out about catcalling. The problem is that men thinking they're entitled to yell at a young woman, Chiappa said, like saying, "Hey, you have a fine caboose." I've added that.
Did she say something else?
Yeah, she began piano today. I mean, you could say it on the air, but, you know, why bother?
Thank you.
Just referring to the derriere of the young lady. Yeah. Look, it's not classy. I don't recommend it. But ultimately, the problem is that if you're going to make speech legal, then you have to make it's not the speech that people want to hear. Hey,
of course, this is France where it's not legal to have free speech.
No, this is not free speech in France. I'm talking about here in the United States. Yeah. And look, I understand what it might be like to be harassed in the streets. It happens to me all the time, not because of my dashing good looks, mm-hmm. but because likely I have money in my pocket. Now, I generally don't try not to carry cash around with me when I'm traveling, outside of my little home areas or whatever, but nonetheless, people ask me for money, and obviously, I'm not going to give it to them. To me, it just enables it just perpetuates panhandling.
So apparently on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm, there is a way I did not know about for you to call the show, which is to just call us. So we had a chat room where it was called On Air Call In Line, where people could join that room and then we'd see it eventually and we'd join in and we'd put you on the air. But Mouth Breathing Dullard just initiated a call with us, so we're going to go to Mouth Breathing Dullard. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark Edgington, you're certainly not boring.
Go ahead.
Oh, really? Yeah, you get it.
I do. I've called you a Mouth Breathing Dullard before. Go ahead.
Yes. And you remind me of somebody that had a million people at his 50th birthday party.
Who was that?
And the person that was in the car with him as they drove around town and everybody saluted to them, Albert Speer. Like you, he was an accessory to murder and he bared false witness to murder. But he had millions of fans like you do. But I wouldn't want to be you when you stop breathing and have to answer for being not boring, but a pathetic liar for a misspent life.
Now, what have I lied about, James?
Oh, see, now, Mark, you're giving him an excuse to go into the past now. He had done a good job with this call up until you gave him an excuse to delve into the past.
He's got a minute and a half, man, and this is engaging for people.
Ian Bernard, and not a surprise that you changed your last name. I'm sure your parents are happy with that. When's the last time you saw them?
I don't care.
When's the last time you saw your mom and dad, Minister?
It's none of your business.
I'm just asking.
I talked to them within the last month, if you must know.
Really?
Yeah. But I have not seen them because they live in Florida.
I know.
When's the last time you saw your parents? Do you live in their house?
They passed away for 7 years.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
My mom died 7 years ago. No, you're not. You don't care a rat sassafras about that. But my mom isn't ashamed of me now, then, or ever.
Well, congratulations. That's wonderful. Have you talked to them? So you've asked them if they're ashamed of me, right?
My dad's been buried in Arlington since 1997. My mom joined him in 2011.
Thank you for the call, Mouth Breathing Dullard. The number here, you can't call tonight. You can join us tomorrow night. And thank you for Mouth Breathing Dullard for letting me know that anybody can actually just call us on the Discord.
Anybody can now.
Chat. Yeah. That's great news.
Yep.
And now he's in the chat, which means that,
it's going to be a fun time tonight on Discord.
Things might get interesting. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Join the Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
Hey, guys. Pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxitril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxitril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxitril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxitril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxitril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.